Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your girl coming to you once again with more spectacular goodness. And guess what? This is episode 46. Before I get into the golden nuggets of this episode, remember to follow this podcast and share it with your friends. Also, if you are listening from iTunes, remember to leave a review and a rating. Thank you so much in advance. Lastly, remember to check out simplychrissyblog.com for written blogs. A new blog just dropped yesterday, so check it out. And now, on with the show. Today I'm going to be getting into easy, healthy weight loss tips. They are super common sense. And here we go. Tip number one. Massive. Eat real food. Not food-like substances. I'll repeat it. Eat real food, not food-like substances, because your body cannot function when it's being choked by excessive amounts, excessive and never-ending amounts of salt, sugar, fat, chemicals, and no nutrients. I'll let that sink in for a second. I'll give you a moment. Okay, that should have marinated enough. You have to remember that the purpose of eating food is to nourish your body. The purpose of eating food, I repeat, it is supposed to be to nourish your body. So somewhere along the line, you know, large corporations took stuff over, and instead of food being food to nourish your body, it turned into the business of food, and then came food-like substances with, you know, altered tastes and altered sources of where it came from. And then, you know, you get addicted to tastes that are really chemically derived, and you end up with a bunch of health problems, and then you think a doctor can fix your body when they can't. It's what you're eating. The majority of ailments that plague first world countries is directly related to people's poor lifestyle and food choices. It's very hard for you to manage. We're talking about weight, but of course your weight is still directly intertwined with your general overall health. It's very difficult for you to manage your weight when you're just shoving processed foods into your body, whether you're buying frozen foods or prepackaged foods from the store, prepackaged meals from the store, you know, tons of processed snacks. You eat out a lot, or during COVID, you order in a lot. Like, think of your body almost like a filter. If you live in a house or any kind of dwelling, imagine, you know, how you feel when the air quality is poor because of a clogged air filter. You know, you feel like crap. But moreover, the actual filter itself, the machine itself can't even function properly because the air can't pass through, because it's like the filter is clogged. Like, it's absolutely jammed. And then when the filter is jammed, it will cause the machine to overheat and break, potentially. So kind of think of that like your body. when your body is jam-packed with a bunch of chemicals, fat, salt, sugar, and no nutrients, your body can't function. So, remember, eat real food, not food-like substances. And I said it like that on purpose, because that has gotten lost on people. They're so confused by all of the marketing and crazy messaging from all of these companies trying to sell their products, and like the American or the Canadian Food Guide, all those things recommended on the Canadian and American Food Guide. I don't know, I can't really speak for the American Food Guide, but like in 2018, I think the Canadian Food Guide got completely redone, and it's like now it's suggesting all like plant-based foods. Where else is before it was like recommending, you know, grains, meat, cheese. I can't even fully remember what it was because I don't follow the the food guide, and my weight's just fine. I've been the same small size for like years. Anyways, and I'm healthy. But anyway, the reason why the food guide was a particular way is because that is the way the dairy industry, grain, the cereal businesses, that's how they sell their products. You have to make the general public think that they need to eat this amount of, you know, grains or breads, this amount of meat, this amount of cheese, because that directly influences how much money you spend at the grocery store and what you buy at the grocery store. Don't believe me, do your own research, but I'm just telling you. Eat real food, not food-like substances. Moving on to the next tip. Cook or prepare the majority of the food that you eat. I'll say that one again. Cook or prepare the majority of the food that you eat. Because when you do that, you know exactly what you're putting in your food. You have absolute control over how much salt, fat, sugar. I was going to say chemicals, but when you're making your own food, 99.99999% of the time, you aren't putting any chemicals in your food. Because you're eating it right away. It's not going to be sitting on a shelf and there's no preservative or additive that needs to be added to what you just made. So forget the chemical, because you don't add chemicals to your food when you make it. So I'll just remix that and say you have direct control over how much salt, fat, and sugar you put into your food. When you also cook or prepare your food the majority of the time, the chances of you eating more nutrient-dense food increases significantly. You can have your salads, you can have your fruits, you can make fresh meals at home. It's just so much healthier. Cook or prepare your own meals as much as possible. It just takes a little bit of organization. You don't have to be a grandmaster chef. Even small things like, you know, for like an hour, half an hour on a weekend or something, go do some food prep. Do some fruit and veggie prep. Go buy some like mini carrots. Go buy some celery. Go buy some lettuce. Go buy some spinach. Whatever kind of vegetables you like. You know, have things available for you to snack on when you get hungry. You know, put good foods, surround yourself with good foods, and remove all the bad. Don't even buy bad foods. You know, like it's okay to have a snack once in a while, but I'm talking about the majority of the time. Don't sabotage yourself. Don't surround yourself with unhealthy foods and then like try to kid yourself and think that you're not gonna go for the unhealthy foods in a moment of weakness. If you're tired, if you're stressed out, if you are feeling anxious, if you are bored, whatever the scenario might be, you might be feeling sad. I don't know. Don't kid yourself. It's okay to have a snack, but I'm just saying, don't be lining your shelves and drawers and cupboards with all the junk food, making your house look like Walmart, the Walmart junk food section, and then just think you're going to be like, no, I'll just walk past this and go get myself an apple. No, you won't. Let's get real. Surround yourself with good foods. Take a little bit of time. Do some food prep. Wash some mini carrots. Wash some celery. Wash some apples. Whatever the case may be, whatever you like. Wash them. Dry them. Put them in containers in the fridge. When you get hungry, if you have a family as well, when your kids or whoever gets hungry, healthy snacks are easily available for you to go and grab snacks. A fruit basket or a fruit bowl on your dinner table is a really great idea too. I got that shout out to my mom because my mom always had that growing up with me and my brother growing up. She did not want us to be... she wanted to influence us to always have fruit rather than junk food. So there's always been, for my entire life, and I've known my mom my entire life, she always has a fruit basket on her dinner table with bananas, oranges, plums, whatever fruits, you know, are in good shape at the store, you know, just so that when you're hungry, you see the fruit, you will reach for a fruit, which is the exact opposite of most people who probably have junk food that they reach for when they want a snack. So replace your junk food with something healthy. Okay. Now, another thing I wanted to add is don't bother. So this is tip number three. Don't bother wasting your time with fad diets. They don't work. And the reason is you can't, 99% of the time, you cannot go and automatically change the behavior of eating junk food overnight or in a few days. It is a habit that you developed quite possibly from childhood into young adulthood or and beyond. So when adults go and they go on to these diets thinking that, oh, I'm just gonna eat healthy for like, you know, I don't know, 3 weeks or something like that or whatever. No, that's not gonna work. Because your subconscious mind that has all of your habits and stored beliefs and all of your automatic behaviors will overtake the fact that you are trying to temporarily change something that has been a permanent habit of yours for years. So Google the subconscious mind and how strong it is. You can't be changing something that's so ingrained in you in a short period of time and think that you're gonna have sustained success with it. Don't waste your time. Make lifestyle changes. Make small lifestyle changes and then just keep on building and building and building and building, and before you know it, you've changed your entire life. Sudden, shocking changes don't work and you can't sustain them. Got it? Perfect. Okay, what else do we got here? You want to limit fried foods? Keep that to a minimum once in a blue moon, because fried foods interfere with your insulin levels. So attention, people with diabetes, you may want to look into that. What else do I have here? I think lastly, I have listen to your body. if you just take the time and listen to your body, you know, be mindful when you eat foods. When you eat foods, how do you feel? If you eat something and you feel like crap after, there's a chance it doesn't agree with you. Like, approximately 70% of the world's population is lactose intolerant and they don't even know it. This is an example. Because a lot of people grow up, just like I did, I don't have dairy milk or dairy products in my life anymore. But a lot of people, because it doesn't agree with me, and dairy is highly inflammatory. So with dairy is a hormonal, milk is a hormonal fluid that cows are supposed to be giving to their babies. It's like, why don't you drink cat milk? Why don't you drink dog milk? Why don't you go drink your neighbor's breast milk who is lactating, you know, about to be breastfeeding their newborn child? Because it's gross. That's why. But, you know, people don't really think of how gross cow's milk is. Just really, like, literally. You don't even have to be, like, a pet activist, an animal activist. I'm just literally talking about, it is a hormonal fluid that was meant to feed baby cows. Are you a baby cow? No, you're not. You're a human, you know? Do you want to be drinking your mother's breast milk for your entire life? No, you don't. Think about that. Listen to your body. If you drink something and you don't feel good, listen to your body, you know? You need more sleep? You ate something and it made your stomach feel bad? It gave you congestion? It gave you phlegm in your throat? It made you feel bloated in your stomach? Whatever. It affected your digestive system badly? Listen to your body. But I will tell you, you will not be able to hear the signals and the communication that your body is trying to convey to you when it is being suffocated by massive amounts of chemicals, fat, sugar, salt, and lack of nutrients. Your body can't talk to you. Not as clearly. Unless you get severely sick, which is usually what happens to people. And so I'll wrap it up by giving an example. If you went to the gas station to put gas in your car and you saw some person pouring orange juice into their gas tank, what would you think of them? You would probably laugh at them, be confused about what they're doing, and think that they were an idiot. Why are they an idiot? Because they are putting orange juice in their gas tank. Orange juice does not belong in the gas tank of a motor vehicle. That's just like food-like substances don't actually belong in the body of a human being. Because the point of you putting food in your stomach is supposed to be to put nutrients and nourishment into all of your bodily functions that need that nutrients and that sustenance in order to function to keep you alive. And on that note, I hope that you guys got some value from this episode. Remember to follow and share this podcast. Check out simplychristyblog.com. And until next time, guys, love and light. Check you later.